I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
So in no time in history,
yeah,
up until the United States, mm-hmm, has there been such a gracious empire like, yeah, the United States?
That's true.
In a nut, dude, if the Romans were dealing with the Middle East,
yeah,
which they did, and they handled it differently because they couldn't. If any other empire throughout history had the capabilities that the United States has right now,
yeah,
that would be a parking lot.
Well,
the Middle East would be a parking lot. North Korea would be a fucking... I mean, it would be just fucking...
Oh, they would decimate them instantly.
It'd be over immediately.
But that's why, because we stand on Christianity, dude. That's why
we stand
don't
on Judeo-Christian values, dude.
True.
That's what our empire was founded upon.
That's why.
Moral compass.
That's, dude, there's nothing wrong with
treat
that.
Treat others as the way you wish to be treated.
That, dude, that's what cracks me up, though, when I hear atheists be like, religion's bullshit. We should just, like, be nice to each other. It's like, where the fuck did you get that idea from,
dude? Yeah, where did you get
from,
that idea, dude? You
crack
were an
the
ape
vibe.
Until fucking Jesus sat on the mount and
exactly
was like, yo, everybody chill.
Yeah, chill the fuck out.
And they were like, nah, and they fucking nailed him to a piece of wood, dude. He was like, everyone be fucking cool. And they were, yeah, fuck you, faggot. They fucking killed him.
That does crack me up. And they're like,
he got killed.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, maybe. That is kind of funny.
It's funny, he had a message of peace and love, and people were like,
well, he...
All right, that's enough of this fucking
he
guy.
Wasn't just that. Everyone thinks that. He went around and was telling people about themselves. He was
yeah.
You're a piece of shit. You're fucking greedy. You suck. The Jews are out of control.
I don't know about the Jews are out of control.
He flipped their tables, dude.
He flipped some people's tables. I don't know if he said the Jews. No. He was the king of the Jews, dude.
He was the king of the Jews.
He was the LeBron James of Jews.
That's funny how that was a sneer at him.
The king of the Jews?
Ha ha, the king of the Jews, yeah. IRNRI, that was like a joke. They were like, oh, yeah, here's the king of the fucking Jews.
That was the Romans, because they were occupying the Middle East, and they were like, Jews are fucking gay, but we can't get rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they had the foresight to know that.
You can't get rid of the Jews, dude.
Hitler was like,
yo, I'm going to fucking go for it. I'm going all in. It was like, it backfired.
That must have been, oh my God, that must have been nuts when he was like, I'm winning. Ah, fuck, this is not going well. He's like, all right, guys, we got to kill ourselves. Let's roll.
Dude, there's a fucking sick-ass movie about that. I think it's called Downfall.
About Hitler.
Damn, you need to fucking watch that.
About Hitler being like...
Hitler's final days in like his bunker in Berlin.
Jesus, man.
And it's just like, it's just full-on fucking like the most morbid fucking like, all right, well, send in this battalion. And then people are like, that battalion's gone. They got killed. And he's like... All right, send in this division. And they're like, that division's gone. He's like, I just need some time to think. Like, everybody would leave the room and like...
He just shoots his wife.
He did get married in his final days to old Eva Braun.
Eva, imagine being going down as Hitler's wife.
Oh, especially at the last minute. He married her in the bunker. Like, before they killed themselves.
She's asking
so
her
she
friend,
was just
like, should I do it? And he's like, yeah, they're going to win. It'd be pretty good. You'll
like,
be the king of the world.
You get to hang out with Hitler. That's great. It's like, next thing you know, you're eating a suicide pill. It's like, God damn it.
You just wake up in hell. You're like, ah, fuck.
Hey, oh, man. That's such a funny, like, banking on your, like, because girls do that sometimes. And men do that, obviously. But girls do that where it's like, I think I believe in my man.
Yeah.
I think he's going to, I believe in his vision. I think he's doing something good here. Like, Eva Braun had to be like, I think Hitler's going to win. I love this guy.
There was some girl jealous of her being like, Hitler never looked at me.
Hitler. He had his dog, dude. He had to kill his fucking dog in the bunker.
What kind of dog do you have?
Guess.
German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Damn, he put down a German Shep?
Yeah. Put down an old Shep.
It's funny that, like, all right, he gave his wife a cyanide pill, and I'm like, he fucking gave a dog a pill to a fucking
asshole. I know, he fucking gave a cyanide pill to a dog. Norm MacDonald has a great joke on Hitler's dog. Hitler's dog is like...
Oh, my God.
He's like, dogs are great. He's like, even Hitler's dog had to be like, this guy's the best. Like, Hitler's dog had to be like, I love Hitler. I fucking love him.
Dude, that's too funny.
It's so funny. He's like, dogs love you. Dude. And he's like, Goebbels, I think you're great. I think all the stuff you guys are up to is great. I just love Hitler. Where's Hitler? I got to see Hitler. I love Hitler.
Dude, that's so funny.
And he's like,
funny.
Hopefully they don't edit this like to where he's not impersonating the dog.
God damn it. That's fucking funny.
Yeah, but it's called Downfall. Check it out,
that.
Dude. It's real
that's
fucked.
Just Hitler turning up on
it's
his last day.
It's such a fucking, like, such a weird, like... Goebbels is fucking nuts, And it's all these like real fucked up dudes. And then there, I mean, obviously there was rational guys.
Within
their military command, there was still like smart, intelligent guys that were like, all right, we lost. We got to fucking figure out how to talk to these guys, talk to the allies. And then a fucking staunch fucking Nazi would stand up and be like, the Reich will never fucking fail. And it's like,
that'll get you hype.
Chill the fuck out, man.
Yeah, it's like, dude, come on.
It's like, we lost. Shut the fuck up, dude.
What happened with those guys, like the normal guys who got like caught up in that, is like they would take you in, they train you, you do stuff, and eventually they're like, all right, like, we're going to capture some Jews. We're going to make them do chores.
Well, they didn't add that. The Jewish thing was late.
I think in order to get people to do that shit, though, they were like, we're just going to make them do chores. And people are like, I'll make Jews do some chores, whatever, it's fine.
I'll make Jews do some chores, like, dude.
Yeah, you know, fucking fuck those
guys.
Well,
yeah, they had...
They did it little by little. Then eventually they did it to where they're like, you got to shoot one of these guys. And then, like, they would make these guys... They would be like, you guys can leave if you want. You don't have to do this.
Oh, this is... Yeah.
And then they would make them shoot these guys. And then the guys ended up sticking around and doing it just because they didn't want to be the one who left and leave their brother or soldier behind.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
No, they did.
They were actually kind of being... It's fucked up, but nice. Because they didn't want to leave there. They were like...
Yeah.
I don't want to put this psychic load on my friend.
My comrade.
In the army. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be the
them. SS officers that were executing civilians.
Yeah, because they did it slowly. They didn't just be like, all right, boys, let's go. That's fucking crazy.
They started out like, this is a righteous war. Mm-hmm. We're doing a good thing. We're liberating Austria. We're liberating Poland and Czechoslovakia. Yeah. And like, we got to get rid of the Jews. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're just going to make them run some errands for us.
We're going to make them mulch the yard. They're going to mulch. Well,
they also had like propaganda film that was like these guys at concentration camps that were fake nice concentration camp. Like, they filmed like a nice thing. So like the rest of the world kind of saw what they were doing.
Like, the Jews are just playing stickball and hanging out.
Now, the rest of the world didn't know what they were doing, and a lot of the Germans didn't really know what was going on to a full extent. They knew there was some hard fucking shit going on, but like, I don't know. Damn. There were some Germans that were like, good generals, like Erwin Rommel, I think is his name. He was he was in North Africa, fucking shit up with tanks. He was good.
Fucking devastating. And I think
he was against Hitler. I could be wrong on that.
Probably, yeah. There's probably a ton of people. There's a lot of fucking
Tom Cruises and Valkyrie that were like,
they're really?
Fuck this shit. And they all got killed.
Jesus Christ.
You don't
Christ.
Fucking stand up to somebody like that. I just watched a documentary on Jews.
Really?
It's called One of Us. It's on Netflix. It's about Hasidic Jews in New York. It's fucking nuts, dude.
What do they do?
They're fucking whack jobs. Really? Hasidic Jews, obviously.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm just not Benny. I'm not talking Kike City.
Yeah, Kike City. That's
the Amish.
That's actual real
like
life.
The Amish Jewish dudes.
Yes. They are full on fucking like Amish people.
Yeah, they have to have sex.
They got the uniform. They have to have sex every Friday.
Well, they have to cut a hole in the sheet. They got to cut a hole in the sheet. Isn't that true?
I've heard that, yes.
Is that true? Orthodox Jews cut a hole in the sheet and have sex like through a sheet?
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually pretty sick.
That's a great idea.
My relatives are Orthodox.
Really? So they only have sex through like a traditional ghost costume?
I haven't asked them. I haven't been to like my cousins and been like, how do you guys fuck? What do you guys
True.
Like? But they have three ovens.
I bet you could Tourette's your way into that question. Just be like, how do you fuck? Use it to your advantage, dude.
No,
and
yeah.
You just made a Jewish oven joke?
Well, they actually have three ovens. And like when I was there, it was like, haven't we had enough? But like,
we have a lot of Jewish take listeners. And
I'm one of them. I'm sorry for all the.
I was reading this book concentration camps.
Shit.
And I didn't know that when you walked in, there was just a dude who pointed to the left or right. And if like he pointed left, instant death. And if you to the right, you're like a slave.
Well, that's one of those things. It depends where. For sure.
This was like a guy's first-hand account. He was like,
yeah,
he
walked I know,
in,
but it depends
which one it was.
Yeah. Because there were certain camps that were just death camps.
Yeah, like, he said the smaller like ones were even worse. He went to a smaller one, and he said, like, everyone thinks Auschwitz was the worst, but he went to, like, some of the smaller ones kill people way more.
Maybe more at a higher rate, but I think numbers-wise, it's like Dachau, Auschwitz. They're like the factories for it.
I think he went there too. But I think
anyway,
he said it was
Benny,
like 1 in 27.
Down here. Discuss the Holocaust.
I'm like in a basement. You're talking
that
about
your odds of
shit ass.
Surviving.
Ooh.
My relatives were the Russian pogroms. That was
Yeah.
The what?
My relatives were pogroms in Russia as opposed to Holocaust. That's why they came to America.
What was that?
So the story goes, great-grandfather and his brother went out fishing and from like the small Jewish village. And when they got back, everything was on fire and just everybody else was dead. So they made a run for it.
Holy shit.
So not Holocaust though. Yeah,
but were they like hiding in the woods?
So this is a separate
fuck. Like, oh, shit, we gotta be quiet. Fuck shit.
So this is a whole separate thing. People just went and
trestled. It's genetic, so maybe. Fucking
dude, that's wild.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a separate thing. In Russia, people would just come to like the Jewish towns and just beat the crap out of them sometimes.
Yeah.
Them.
Damn.
I always called them pogroms.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
It might be. I think it's a pogrom.
I think you got it. Yeah. I trust you.
Shit. Yeah, fuck ass.
Here we go.
I had a hard time hiding. Now we're getting hot, dude. The fucking nice.
What you got on your mind, Shanny boy?
Nothing, man. Shit. I just couldn't get over the Hasidic Jews in this thing. You got to watch it.
I do have to check that out. I've always been really, really like curious about what those guys are up to.
I always thought they were fucking normal people that just wore that outfit. No, dude, they're fucking, like you said, like the Amish. They're fucking, they're secluded.
I always thought they just loved Weird Al.
And then I saw something about... I think I might have got this wrong, but I think in the documentary it said like 300,000 of them are on public assistance.
Really?
I don't know, which seemed anti-stereotypical to me.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like,
oh, saying they're not
Jews
like
had a lot of money.
Balling the fuck out?
No, it's like they're poor. They rely on the government there.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought I read.
In the United States? Where was this at?
In Brooklyn.
Wow. Yeah, when I was in Brooklyn, I saw a bunch of
shit.
Them.
Well, they both looked at me just actually, now because they forgot it.
I do have a question. When you, on occasion, chuck out a hard N, is it like ER or soft A?
You know, it's been both, but okay. It's not...
depends on the mood.
It's never happened in public, which is cool. Like
That is a plus.
It's only been, I'd say, less than 10 times.
Okay.
But yeah. Shit,
I'm beating you today.
What is it?
I got you beat today, dude. What are you fucking complaining about?
I always thought about that if Donald Trump does that. That'd be a sick rumor to spread. Like every morning he goes into the bathroom and just whispers the N-word in the toilet 10 times and starts his
day. He's going to get caught like the guy in the Jinx. Yeah. He's going to be still on record. He's like, of course. Yeah. So yesterday I drove in a car for like fucking 12 hours.
Yeah.
And I got to listen to all of Dan Carlin's Ghost of the Ostfront. It's one of the things online you can buy off his website. It's like
the best fucking thing.
It's about the Eastern Front in World War II. So it's the Nazis versus the Germans, or the Nazis versus the Soviets. And it's just pure fucking like...
Oh, he's talked about
like
this
fucking
shit before.
Chaos, dude. It's like, so of 7 out of every 8 Nazis, I think, that died in World War II, died on the Eastern Front.
Everybody
died over there. Like we lost like 400,000, I think, casualties maybe, or deaths, regardless. The other side, that was like a battle for them.
Yeah, I heard we
that
sat
was like
back.
One battle.
Didn't we sit back and let them fucking dogger it out for a while?
We sat back and let the world battle it for a minute. Well, the Soviets kind of sat back too because they thought they were allies with the Nazis, and then the Nazis hit them with a little sneak attack.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's a very Nazi thing to do.
Yeah, it's a very Nazi thing to do.
Yes, we are your friends.
Yeah, we are very good friends. Yeah, no. And then Stalin was getting like reports that the Nazis were coming, and he was like, "Fuck you, you're lying. You're trying to ruin our cool friendship." And he'd like kill people for it. But yeah, I don't want to get into this again.
That's funny.
I was listening to this and the atrocities, just the horrible war crimes, and like all this shit. And then I come inside and like, I'm watching a social justice thing on TV and I'm just like, boy, things have changed. Like, this is a problem now?
Yeah.
It's like, we need to use the same bathroom. I'm a woman. And it's like, dude, I just listened to 5 hours of fucking Soviet and Nazi atrocities, dude.
Yeah.
Last thing I need is to hear you bitch about your fucking donger.
People getting buried in fucking ice alive. You just get thrown into a pool of ice and they put an army tank over you until you die.
There was
It's crazy. And that's a funny thing, too, when it's like... People who go to like Harvard and they're like, I'm an oppressed. And it's like, no, you're not oppressed at all.
Yeah, you
want
to talk about oppression.
You're at Harvard.
Talk about a fucking Polack during World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
They got fucking pounded, dude.
Dude, that shit.
You can't believe it. Actually, it was funny he said it because towards the end of it, he was like, the only thing this is comparable to is the rape of Nanking. Oh, yeah. That's another thing
I wanted to fucking add on.
The rape of Nanking. So I talked about it a little bit last week without really doing enough research on it.
Yeah.
I knew it was horrible. That's all I knew.
Dude.
I knew a little bit about how horrible it was. And then Steve Gerben sent me that fucking Jocko podcast about it. Woo! If you're bored right now, and obviously you are if you're listening to this, two podcasts you need to listen to. The Hardcore History about the Ghosts of the Oss Front, which is like, it's like $5 for all of them. And then Jocko Willink, is that his name?
Willink or something?
Willink. Anyway, like if you type in Jocko, J-O-C-K-O.
Reaches enlightenment. I was just imagining you just driving under like a gas station awning and just being like, I'm not leaving until I figure out what is a gay and what's not gay.
I am gay.
Everything's gay. And you're like, life is gay. Fuck, dude.
That's actually probably exactly how I became this person. I was probably driving home from a gig, getting gas in New Jersey. So I just had to sit there. I was just like, fucking everything sucks. Nothing is good.
I kept laughing about it. Because they kept referring to him as the sublime one, the perfect one. Just be like, the sublime Buddha. The sublime Gokna.
What would be the opposite of sublime?
Just fucking turnt, dude. It's fucking rowdy. There's the way they say thanks, that man. Book.
They're I appreciate all, that.
They're always like the Buddha. Buddha.
It's a nice name.
The perfect one. The sublime one. Dude, that book rules, by the way.
What is it called?
Siddhartha.
Siddhartha.
Yeah. Written by a German.
I don't
bro.
Like this mumbo jumbo stuff.
Written by a German. Whoa. What are you talking about? Written by a German, Hermann Hesse. What's crazy? Right after World War I, you have, you know, the events turn Hitler into obviously Hitler.
Yeah.
And then same war, Hermann Hesse comes out of there and writes a bunch of beautiful books and like tries to like help the people of Germany. One, you know, another guy was just like, yeah. I got another plan.
Yeah. And then everyone there was like, well, we're going to go with this. I kind of like what that guy said. What's that guy saying? We're the best? I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just watched a nice doc on the Nazis.
Really?
You would have liked it.
What were they up to?
It's just interviewing geezer Nazis. First-hand accounts with geezer Nazis. And they're all like, no, I didn't do that. Like, they would literally explain a very detailed story.
Yeah.
And be like, but I wasn't there. I actually wasn't.
I was never off that mind. Day.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, one guy snitched. One guy brought the cameras to where he snitched on Jews that were hiding. And then didn't realize they were like kind of trying to get him, the filmmakers. And they were like, so how did they get caught? And he's like, guards. And they're like, how did the guards know they were there? And he's like, I called them. That's right. I called the guards. Fuck. And they're like, what do you think happened to the Jews Terminator. That were captured? And he's like, I don't know. They're like, do you think they went to a concentration camp? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he knew. When did they make this documentary?
It must have been made in like 2010 or before, probably in 2005.
What the
but
fuck?
But it just came out, I think. It's pretty good.
And just how are these documentarians excelling themselves? Like, yeah, we just want to cover your side of it.
Well, a lot of the guys are eager.
This isn't a hit piece, is it? He's
like, yeah. No. We're just going to ask about your time in the SS during World War II. Oh, all right. A lot of the boys still have it, dude. A lot of the guys did not let it go. You can tell.
What were they up to?
They're saying the right things, but they're just totally like... Like they'll say something like, oh, what we did was terrible, and just be like,
what?
It's crazy.
Damn,
you gotta see
dude.
It. And there's a geezer. There's one geezer that's like, he does like a scared straight with like young Germans, and he's like, don't do what we did. And he like gets emotional. It's pretty good.
Wait, he goes to young Germans?
Yeah, young Germans that are like modern day young Nazis. Kids in schools that are like, yeah, kind of.
Damn.
Yeah, they get picked out of school for
being
Nazis.
He's like, I know being a Nazi seems cool as fuck, dude. But trust me, it doesn't lead to anywhere good.
It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Trying to run a Nazi, that must be hard as hell, trying to run like a proper Nazi household in this day and age.
Yeah.
A proper national socialist household.
Yeah, just be like, look, it works. They just did it wrong.
Yeah, like communists. Yeah.
I love the fall, dude.
I was
just sitting out back in my parents' house watching the leaves fall one by one. Getting ready for Notre Dame Clemson mentally.
It's super racist when people attack us for pumpkin spice.
It is super racist.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up, man.
Pumpkin spice is good.
It's very nice.
I will say this. Fried chicken's significantly better. Their stereotypes even is better
is that?
There.
Who eats that? Indians or something? I don't even know stereotypes.
I don't even know.
I got MIB flash from all my stereotypes. When Biden got that last electoral vote, I was like...
What?
Who eats what now?
Who controls all the money?
The Italians? I don't understand.
Do the Italians control all the money?
The only thing I remember is that black people are the true Israelites. That's the only thing I maintain. Well, because I was thinking about it as I got
zapped. Because that's not a stereotype. That's just the truth.
Exactly. Come on, man. If you doubt me, check my Twitter. I actually posted Hitler's writings. Didn't he post Hitler's writings?
DeSean Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Because he was quoting him about how white... First off, it was a misquote. Okay. Hitler didn't write this. But that doesn't let DeSean Jackson off the hook. He was trying to quote Hitler.
Careful, dude.
Off the hook. That's not racist.
No, I'm not saying it's off the hook. I'm just saying...
I didn't use a bad analogy
saying that
there.
Saying DeSean Hitler... I wasn't saying anywhere. I'm saying I can't... You careful saying that DeSean Hitler wasn't able to quote...
DeSean Hitler.
Sorry.
DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson. Careful saying DeSean Jackson wasn't supposed to quote Hitler. Because
DeSean Jackson was...
It's offensive.
He accidentally didn't quote Hitler. He was trying to quote Hitler. That's what's funny about it. People were like, he didn't even quote Hitler. That Hitler didn't say that. It's like, well, he thought Hitler said that.
Who said it? Who's?
I don't know. It was some gibberish. It was made up gibberish.
It was just like Marx.
It was just like Hitler. Yeah, it was Karl Marx. No, he's like Hitler. Hitler said that it was something about like white people are going to be shocked when they find out the true Jews are black and they've been treating them bad.
And Hitler,
which it's like, first off, Hitler would have. This is crazy because Hitler didn't treat who he thought the true Jews were pretty good. You know, he wasn't like being nice to the real Jews.
I wonder what Hitler... Yeah, how do you think Hitler like felt about black people back then?
Maybe Hitler... He wasn't a big fan.
Really?
He wasn't.
Not at all?
No, I don't think...
Who did he like better?
Fan. I think he liked the whites the most.
Who did Hitler like better, Jewish people or black people? Be honest.
Truthfully, I think he liked black people more than Jews.
Sick.
I think he really had a...
But he didn't know the truth. If he'd known the truth, then...
I think perhaps Hitler did know the truth.
You think so?
And that's why he was trying to get... He was like, get these imposters out of here. We got a couple more days.
Black people are the only people to beat Hitler at the Olympics.
To beat Hitler at the Olympics?
Yeah, Jesse Owens.
That was just one event. White people won mother medals too.
I'm just saying, we beat them though.
No, we didn't. Germany won those Olympic
Clean
games.
Clean sweep, dude.
Medal-wise, Germany won.
Yeah, please.
I believe.
Look, you can say whatever you want about Hitler. Don't talk about Germany.
Don't talk about the 36 games, dude. The 36. They see that ring? That's the 36 games. Get you one of these. You can look. That's like taking away OJ's Heisman.
True,
dude. It's like technically you can take away the Heisman, but we all know who won.
Yeah, exactly.
We know who won.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Say what you want, but the Germans were flying that year.
Great.
36?
They were on like meth and steroids.
They were all on meth. It's like.
The heart was beating 300
pole vaulting.
Oh,
dude, imagine being a Nazi pole vaulter.
Height,
just fucking running.
Oh my god! If you didn't hit the thing, you died.
If you knew the Führer was watching, then you just get smoked by a black dude in a foot race. You're like, come on, man, you're asking a lot. Yeah, that would have been a fun day, though.
What, the German Olympics? So the Germans.
I just watched the thing in the 36. I believe Germany's medal count won the 1936 Olympics. Stoners, Google that.
Look it up. Try not to be too biased, dude.
I think the medal count, the U.S. was second.
Really? That's what's up. But yeah, man.
Exactly right. Bam. Who knows 1936 Olympics like me? And why just that year?
By 9 gold medals they won.
Yeah, they were killing it.
Yeah, that's U.S. came in second with 24. Germany had 33.
I think there was like, but some of the events were like riding a horse through like a swamp.
It's not fair.
They were just doing wild
just
events.
German shit.
Yeah, just absolute German bullshit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I was reading a little Beyond Good and Evil by Nietzsche.
But there were quotes, I will say this, and a lot of people point to this, that like Owens was over there and he was like, I've never been treated better. So there was shit like that, but that's because...
Is that what DeSean Jackson was quoting?
Yes. No. DeSean Jackson. You can probably find DeSean Jackson's quote.
Yeah, find out what he was actually quoting from. I'm curious.
He was quoting Farrakhan, who I think in turn was quoting Hitler.
So he was paraphrasing.
DeSean Jackson was quoting Hitler. Accident, like he was trying to.
Damn, that sucks when you're trying to quote Hitler and you quote. I mean, a Farrakhan quote is good too, but it sucks when like you're trying to quote Hitler.
What are you trying to do there, LeMay? You trying to act like he wasn't quoting Hitler?
No, I was just
saying. I appreciate your loyalty, your brand loyalty.
Get it, Noah?
It was like a Snapchat or his Instagram
story. Yeah, it was from his Instagram. It said, it's a book, and it says, Hitler said, and it was highlighted. It says, because the white Jew knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America secret, the Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they are. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all this time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the children of Israel.
Oh, so, okay. So
DeSean.
He was just quoting Farrakhan. Fair enough.
Literally, it says Hitler said. That was a Hitler quote that he posted. He what he thought was a Hitler quote, he tried to share.
Was that a Hitler quote?
That's, no, it was true not. Question. So it was not a Hitler quote. Farrakhan
slandered Hitler, basically? He pretty libeled much. Hitler?
Yes.
That's such a weird twist of logic. Like, look, Hitler said...
yeah, like, that wasn't actually Hitler, so he's fine.
He, like, footnoted his like, bibliography was, like, yeah. Hitler, page 32.
Hmm.